Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Live from Sherwood Forest, Hour 1, the radio hour of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I am the aforementioned
Eric Von Hessler,
a.k.a.
Okay, Eric Von Hessler, Mr. Perfect.
This is the Von Hessler Doctrine. You are listening to the fastest growing radio show in America. The Doctrinaires are here. Man of a thousand voices.
That funny fella, Tim.
She's always adorable, always entertaining. Autumn Fisher is with us. You like all that audio right out of the box?
I love it.
It's pretty good, huh? It's
like where's the cowbell?
You know what? We get that next week. One thing at a time. You got to have somewhere to go, Autumn. You don't want to peek out too soon. There you go. Well, yeah, it's a festive day. And joining us from our sister station, The River, English Nick is with us because Jerry Yamamoto is at the National Association of Broadcasters.
So broadcast.
Better him than me, because I can't imagine. That's a room I just don't want to be in. Let me tell you, before we get started, I think I've told this story on the podcast, but never on the radio side. The last time I was in a big convention setting with broadcasters, it was Atlanta Broadcasters. It was an Atlanta Broadcasters Award show, and how special. I wasn't up for an award, but I gave away an award, and I had to speak in front of people, and I said, wow, we have everybody from Atlanta radio in this one room. If we set off a bomb in here right now, humanity gets a second chance. Let's do this.
Headlines for Wednesday, September 6th.
I have a love-hate relationship with the business, you understand?
Sure.
All right, English Nick, since you're sitting in for Jared Yamamoto, stutter the headlines to me.
So. President Trump has declared a state of emergency in Florida, Puerto Rico, and the United States Virgin Islands because Hurricane Irma, now a Category 5.
Boy, the headlines on this one. I saw a headline this morning that said, Irma is a Category 5 because there's no such thing as a Category 6. Everybody, people are really scared.
Whoa.
We, Kirk Mellish, we have here at WSB Radio, of course, the best in the business. He is right now getting the latest information from the National Hurricane. Is it the Hurricane Center? Yes, sir.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, the National Hurricane
Relief. Great people working there. Fantastic people working there. But there is. Everybody be careful. Florida, be careful. Mar-a-Lago, I got it all locked down. Okay,
very good.
But the one behind it, Jose, I'm not letting him in.
You're not letting him in. Okay, no. We don't have to worry about Tropical Storm Jose.
No, stay in the ocean.
That's just horrible. Jose in. Jose in.
You started a hashtag now with the millennials.
Let Congress handle it.
You're punting to Congress.
Racist.
Huh? I'll get to all of this in a moment. What I say, Kirk Mellish is going to join us at 11:36. He has a great blog this morning, which is on WSBradio.com, and also I put it in the Doctrine Digest, where he talks about some of the hyperbole around this. It could go four or five different places, and his point is, if you're in Florida, sure, you should take care of yourself, and you should maybe stock up a little bit. But
batten down the hatches.
I want to talk to him about where it stands at 11:36, and also just some of the hype of the coverage. Because this is my speculation. I think that they're getting such good ratings on TV off of Harvey. Now they're just trying to keep the people. Like it might be devastating, but they're acting like it's definitely going to be devastating, and it could go in a bunch of different paths. That's the truth. So we'll get the honest meteorologist, weatherman, Kirk Mellish, at the bottom of the hour. Give me another story.
Yeah, actually, I watched the Weather Channel last week for the first time in 10 years, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I love Channel. Watching Weather Channel.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time because of Harvey.
All right, you're getting really old.
Is this right? Is this true?
I just heard the story when I came in.
Tiger that was spotted on I-75 this morning was sadly shot in the nearby neighborhood by the police this morning.
It was killed because it was a menace, right?
He was trying to get somebody's dog, I believe.
We have WSB has a TV station. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. It's Channel 2.
Channel 2.
They have their own news operation up there, and they had some coverage.
The tiger, we seen the tiger after we looked out the window. It jumped the fence into our backyard and tried to attack our dog.
And what did you think? What went through your mind?
I didn't know what to think. It's not every day. Like I said, it's not every day you see a tiger in your backyard.
you know what? If you're me, it's not any day. I've never, ever. So he talks about it like, well, yeah, it happened once 7 years ago, but you just don't expect it. It's not every day. It's not any day for me. So do we have any idea where this tiger is from?
They don't know. They don't know. They did call the local animal sanctuary, Noah's Ark, was called to try and immobilize the tiger.
Tranquilize it.
But they couldn't get there in time.
Because everybody's like, why did the cops shoot the tiger? Why didn't they tranquilize it? But, you know, you think for 1 second longer. The cops aren't equipped with tranquilizer guns.
Is this going to be Harambe 2.0?
Oh, probably. There's going to be, you know, there are some people who love animals more than people. Now, look, right. I think that we are stewards of the creatures, and we should do what we can. But it had already attacked a dog, right? Attacked that guy's dog. And so they had to put it down, I guess. I mean, you can't. What, you can just keep it in one place until the tranquilizer gun shows up. Hey, don't move, tiger.
Okay.
I got to deal with it. We're not going to kill you. But you just stay here for another 15 minutes. You know, it's a tiger. But it's a full-size Bengal tiger.
Yeah.
So okay, is anybody making a rap video? I don't know why my first thing was maybe a rap video. You know, around a pool. Yeah. You know, and there's the girls and the Bengal tigers.
You do get those people who take these exotic animals in as babies, as cubs.
Isn't that against the law?
And then it's like, oh, it's grown up now and I can't keep it anymore.
Oh, just let it go?
Yeah. Let her go in the woods,
yeah,
man.
It'd be fine.
Remember the guy
who probably won't eat people?
Probably not.
The guy who had an alligator in an apartment in New York City a couple of years ago.
Isn't all that stuff illegal, though? It's not legal. So. It's not legal to have a Bengal tiger as
certainly
a pet.
Not in a residential area.
Right. I mean, you have to have one of those stupid zoos like Brad Pitt has. Oh, I don't know. Even. I saw a movie.
Oh, okay.
But it's Brad Pitt's zoo, right? He and his girlfriend, they started a zoo.
Angela.
No, not Brad Pitt.
Who was it? Matt Damon. I get him confused. I don't know why.
Oh, me too. No one does.
I do.
The
I
movie
do.
With Scarlett
Hey,
Johansson.
Whoa, wait a second, Autumn. Don't marginalize me.
Brad Pitt.
I'm somebody, and I get them confused.
Well, you're somebody who's losing it, I think, a little bit.
You're celebrity shaming me, and I won't have it. I won't have it. So it's not Brad.
Guys, we shouldn't make fun of him. He's a little older.
That's true. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it's Brad Pitt. You're right. That movie. Mm-hmm.
I'm learning from you. Brad Pitt doesn't have his own zoo, but Matt Damon does, right?
Yep.
Who was the girl in the movie with Matt Damon?
Scarlett Johansson.
So those two are married and they own a zoo somewhere.
In real life, yes.
Sure. I'm sure that they actually know how to take care of those animals.
We have a zoo.
on their private zoo. So are there private zoos around here?
I don't know. There's Noah's Ark, which is an official animal sanctuary.
And family of two.
Do they have Bengal tigers?
They do have. They have tigers
Maybe
and bears
it got loose
and lions.
There. I'm not saying it did. You know, hey, lawyers, sit back down. I'm not saying it did. I'm just wondering.
No.
Where this thing? Well, God, look, it did. What didn't materialize?
Yeah, but I've been to Noah's Ark, and it's all secure. There's no way the animals are getting out of
there. Have you ever been to the real Noah's Ark? The one in Tennessee or something?
No, I haven't been. The floating one.
There's a real one. Apparently, they found it. Right?
Maybe it came from there.
I heard the commercials on WSB. It's in Kentucky, right? They found it. They found Noah's Ark in Kentucky. You can go visit it.
If that's the case, where's the second tiger from that Noah's Ark? Because you know there were two.
I'll tell you, on Noah's Ark, waiting for his friend. My guess is
it was from my music video.
That's what I think. I would not be surprised to find out that some rapper was making a video.
I don't want y'all talk about it from my video.
It's that Cash Me Outside.
Cash Me Outside, lady. You got a video for your new song.
So, video, it's no big deal. Like, they go away, it's no big deal. I've got problems.
I can't. What? What did you say? I didn't understand what you said.
Where's Jared?
Jared is getting drunk with broadcasters from all over the country.
That's stupid.
Yeah, what? I can't really understand what you're saying.
I said that's stupid.
Cash me out, girl.
Cash me outside. Cash my tag outside. How about that?
Oh, it's cash me outside. I was saying cash me out. Like,
cash me outside. Yeah. Cash me out at the end of the night when I'm the server stuffing.
What?
Stupid.
I cannot understand you, but I will assume that you're making sense. So
that makes sense.
So what is
girl,
right now, huh? Right now we are we're trying to figure out who has this tiger, who owns this tiger,
where it came from. Yeah,
now you're right.
Knows.
So you can get them as little babies, and people forget that they grow up. What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Do people just this is an adorable little baby, and if I raise this baby in the suburbs and send it to a fine school.
They were in a good tiger school.
Yes. Montessori.
Give it all the luxuries that it will
feed it frosted flakes.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll become a friendly tiger.
Yeah, they're great.
Like Tony.
Right.
Especially if you let the tiger tell you what subjects it wants to learn. You know what I'm saying? You don't force it to learn
anything. Our new tiger curriculum says that we have a different curriculum for each tiger.
The tiger killed my dog, and I told the tiger to say that it was sorry, but it didn't feel sorry, so I'm not going to make it sorry.
Don't tiger shame.
No.
Don't tiger shame. All right, so we've gotten real meta here, so next story.
All right, Cher got into a Twitter spat yesterday over the
Cher.
Whole... Cher!
Cher! Hold on, one second. Cher's still alive.
She's still alive.
That's right, baby. I'm here every day.
Certain parts of her body are much younger than others.
Well, that's good. She's becoming like a robot or something.
Mm-hmm. If I could turn back time.
I'm sorry, you can't, Cher. I'm sorry.
Cher tweeted, "Those who can must take in a dreamer into their home and protect them."
I got seven of them in my basement.
Yeah, but that's not a good idea. Are you feeding them?
Yeah, I give them all the lettuce they can eat. They go out and pick all my lettuce and clean my house.
Cher, you're such a humanitarian.
If I could turn back time.
You can't. I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you. You can't turn back time. You're like everybody else. You're just going to have to grow old.
I found someone to clean out all my gutter.
You're not making these dreamers do work around your house.
Yeah, I mean, who else is going to do it?
This is quite a humanitarian. What's that noise you just made?
Babe. I got a Mexican babe.
Cher needs some leaf guard around her house is what she needs.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. So they say you're young and don't have a place to live. Well, I got a basement and all the lettuce I got to give.
Quite the humanitarian. And if you're feeding him, why not? You know, mow the lawn.
What, yeah, you might even get some meat.
I have a lot to say about the DACA discussion.
Dreamers.
Yeah. Just like... I'm so original. I've got something to say about the DACA stuff.
Did you tweet it?
I saved it for this show. I'm going to talk about it when we come back. Now, before we left, I said I was going to say a thing or two about DACA. I haven't really been watching much of the news, but I see I just see what they put up on the TV screens. And I can tell, this distresses me. It is impossible in America to have a real debate, to have a real conversation based on reason, based on rationale. Everybody is so emotional. What I find interesting is CNN just calls them the Dreamers. They're the Dreamers. Somebody gave them the name Dreamers. This is what I believe in my heart of hearts. I believe that 75 to 80% of the people who are up in arms about this DACA thing do not know what DACA stands for. I believe that they believe that the D stands for dreamers.
Dreamers and cool,
what do you think?
Americans.
Yeah. No, it's deferred action childhood arrivals, right?
Dreamers are cool Americans. That's what I think.
I said this before. This is the problem in our politics, is somebody introduces like it's 72 degrees and sunny every day bill. And you look into it, and you find out it's a big boondoggle with a lot of spending that gets wasted. But who could be against it's 72 degrees and sunny every day bill?
It's always sunny.
By going with dreamers, I just think it's wrong. I think CNN, it's just a name. It's not about that. It's about the constitutional issue that is brought up. And here's the president, whether his base likes this or not, or has decided not to notice, I've noticed that the president seems to be signaling that he wants to sign legislation that will basically keep these 800,000 or so people in the country. This is what's being signaled, whether his base understands it or not. But CNN understands it, and MSNBC understands it, but it's more fun to show a protest, isn't it? It's more fun to show a rally. Local news does this all the time, and I love the people that I know in local news. I can't remember which station, but over the weekend, there was some sort. I saw a thing teasing what was coming up in the news, and it was a reporter, and there were like 20 people around the MLK statue at the Capitol.
Were they yelling at it?
No, but they said the reporter said, "Rally at the statue." 20 people did not used to. You should say a few people got together and complained at the statue.
Gathering.
But rally sounds so much better. It's impossible to debate things. Do it right. If you want it to happen, make it a law. If you're against that, you believe that the ends justify the means, and that'll turn against you at one point. That music tells me that we're going to go for now, but we're going to come back with Kirk Mellish and WTF. Welcome back. I'm Eric Von Hessler. This is the Von Hessler Doctrine. The other voices you hear are the Doctrinaires. English Nick went back to the river. We appreciate him for helping us out this morning. You know, I'm 53 years old. Autumn loves when I tell my age.
Drink.
And there's some, there's upsides and there's downsides. You get wisdom, but your body doesn't work the way it used to in many different areas. But along with wisdom, one thing I would hope would happen is that I wouldn't have any more complexion problems. Like, you're 53 years old, and I wake up with a big old zit on the bridge of my nose. It seems like that can't that ever go away, that vestige of youth? I can't play full-court basketball anymore. That went away. But I still get the zit on the bridge of my nose? I'm just ranting. I'm just complaining. I'm shaking my fist at the universe. It's not fair. All right, Kirk Mellish, are you there?
I am. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Do you have any zits on the bridge of your nose this morning?
Not this morning.
Okay, very good. But isn't that something that should go away?
You would think you would get some sort of
some relief.
Progress.
I'm looking for facial... Relief. Yes, that's what I'm going to say. Okay, Kirk, stay clean.
There should be some benefit because other stuff goes downhill, goes in the other direction.
Yeah,
so at least some things should get better.
But we get wiser, right? I mean, we're smarter. I'll tell you this, Kirk Mellish. I used to be really angry. One of those guys that had anger in his soul.
No way.
And I would be in a traffic jam and I'd be yelling and angry. All that's gone away now. I'm 53 years. I don't care. I'm like, oh, who cares? I'm alive. It's a good day. But I'd like the zits to go away, so I won't have any anger. So we don't have you here to talk about my zit on the bridge of my nose. We have you here because everyone's worried about Hurricane Irma. You wrote a great blog this morning about, and if I get this wrong,
because okay.
I don't put words in your mouth.
You're wrong.
Okay, thank you.
No.
I'm always wrong. So basically what you're saying is there's a bit of hyperbole here at this point. You're not saying to people, don't prepare. If you're in Florida, you should prepare. But right now, the coverage of Irma is acting as if we know exactly where it's going to land, and it could go in 3, 4, or 5 different areas. Is that, am I getting it right?
Right, exactly. And also how strong it is. Just because it's setting records for deep low pressure and for winds in the Atlantic, we're not expecting it to be that strong. Strong enough to worry about, sure, but
sure.
Not that strong as it gets to the United States. We also don't know exactly where the worst of it will go. And people have to also remember that, those are fantastic numbers. We're talking about 185 mile an hour winds sustained and gusts up to 225 miles an hour. That's Indy 500 race car jet aircraft speeds.
Yeah.
But that's in just a fraction of a storm that's at least the size of probably Ohio, if not a little bit bigger. Maybe 20% of that total storm has those winds. The
right.
rest of it, much less.
Can I now tell you, this is my conspiracy theory, Kirk.
I'm surprised you have one of those.
Well, I'm not Alex Jones, but I do sometimes.
Thank God.
So I'm very cynical when it comes to the media.
Let's right.
put it that way. And I feel like because like maybe the 24-hour networks and stuff have gotten really good ratings off of Harvey, they see an opportunity to maybe keep those people, keep it, not people who are in Houston or the people who are in Florida, but the rest of the nation who are in no danger. I think they feel like they have they see an opportunity to kind of keep viewers hooked. Am I completely off the track there?
I get that impression, too, when I look at it and when I compare what people I encounter out in public, you know, when I'm going to the grocery store in between shifts or whatever, and I hear the buzz about it, I go, wow, these people aren't reading my blog. I don't know where they're getting their information.
You need bumper stickers.
Or when I see it on social media, you know, it's going to be a Category 6 or 7. Yeah. Florida's going to be gone. You know, it just gets a little crazy out there. And so, sure, there is an advantage to keeping the coverage going because people are fascinated by it as well as somewhat scared about it. Maybe they have loved ones in the area, and so you get a lot of ears and eyeballs, and as a result of that, and that is somewhat unfortunate because you can get the same thing by simply calmly stating the facts because people are still fascinated by it.
And what are the latest facts? I know you just got the latest update from National Hurricane. Is it the National Hurricane Center, Weather Center?
Yeah, we still call it the NHC, National Hurricane Center, down there in Miami, and the very latest kind of matches up with the blog post from this morning and what I was saying on the radio this morning during Atlanta's Morning News, that the storm track seems to be shifting now, and now for the first time, I'm seeing the Hurricane Center forecasters, the official forecast, kind of agreeing with the model consensus. They've been kind of fighting some of that.
Yeah.
So that's one change we have. And right now, the very latest is it still has that intensity. It is expected now to track towards, about Miami, that's the eye of the storm, by Sunday morning, and then be to the east of, it looks like Daytona Beach by Monday morning. But by then, it's supposed to weaken at least a little bit. So by the time it approaches Miami, maximum winds are forecast to 144 miles an hour. And then when it's off of Daytona Beach, down to 127 miles an hour. And then I think it would be on to the South Carolina coast probably by Tuesday.
This is why you're my favorite weatherman. Or woman. I want to put that in there. Make sure I do my favorite. You're welcome. Because and I was just complaining.
Hey, what I do on weekends is my business.
We had this conversation. I forgot. It wasn't public. I apologize for that. But I was just complaining about the fact that it seems like even in political terms, and I won't drag you into that, but it's impossible to talk about things just based on data and reason and rationale. And that's why you're my favorite weatherman, because that's the way you give it to us. And I appreciate it. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Kirk Mellish, thanks a lot. Now, let's do this.
What the?
Seriously, what the?
WTF with Autumn Fisher.
There she is, Autumn Fisher.
That's me.
I just want to follow up on the point that I was making earlier is that if you decide that these are dreamers and that anybody who says, no, I'd like to follow the Constitution. Yeah, we don't have plans to get rid of 800,000 people. That if those plans were in place, believe me, that you'd have to start that now. I mean, you couldn't. You don't just wake up one day and go, okay, 800,000, get out of here. And President Trump on this one is actually doing a favor, I think, for the people who want DACA to be a real thing. Executive orders aren't laws; they're whims of the president. And I've got news for you. The Supreme Court has signaled that this stuff was going to go down. This was not legal, and it wasn't going to stay in power. So what Trump is giving you 6 months to do is create a law. Laws have roots. Laws stick around. And then you can deal with it because it's not just a whim. Everybody who's against it has to say, well, they had the votes. That's how it works.
Well, I'm sure that was his intent. I'm sure.
I think that it was. I'll be honest with you. No, yeah, because I don't believe I disagree with Trump a lot. On many things, and some of it's style, and some of it is the way, so all of that kind of stuff. But I have never bought into this idea that Trump's a racist.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
And I believe that he wants these people to stay, but he ran against the idea of these whimsical executive orders. And like I say, and people are telling him the truth, the Supreme Court is going to knock this stuff down anyway. Mm-hmm. So get ahead of it. Make a law and then, go deal with it from there. But what am I talking politics with Autumn Giggles Fisher?
I have a lot of opinions based on nothing.
There you go.
So I'd like to speak about those things that I think about.
But do you think that I'm right? Do you think when you see like all these people protesting automatically, drop of a dime, as soon as it happens, I would like to know how many of those people even know what DACA stands for. I believe.
Oh, it's all reactionary.
Yeah,
everything is reaction. No forethought.
And it hurts me because debate is so essential. And when you get to a situation where you're not debating the facts, mm-hmm. and the people who are saying that are out there on the streets, they don't even realize that they're arguing for the concept that the ends justify the means.
Somebody on Twitter yesterday told me I should run into a rusty bayonet as many times as I could before I died.
Well, I think they were going by the Harvard rules of debate.
Yeah.
Is that how that's done?
It's funny. I said, where did you learn debate, Harvard?
There you go. You and I, we're like minds. All right. Another like mind of mine is Autumn Giggles Fisher. So give me a WTF story.
A North Carolina husband A North Carolina husband blames taking too much cough medicine for stabbing his wife to death.
This is a weird story.
So, I know. I kind of got obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's a weird story because he wakes up, and this is the, I'm not saying I believe him, but this is the vision that he wakes up, his wife's dead, he's got a knife, there's blood all over the place. He calls 911 and says, I had a terrible dream. And I woke up and I took too much cough medicine. I had this terrible dream and I woke up and my wife's dead and I think I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my first thing is, it's going to take a lot to convince me that's true. But secondly, it's weird because that show Twin Peaks just stopped, and there's a storyline in there that's almost like that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So then I'm thinking, hey, well, it's just, there was only three people watching this show, and if this guy was one of them, you know, now we've lost one. Now there's only two of us left to care. But I mean, so it's a weird kind of almost sci-fi movie plot idea, which is more likely to mean it's not true. I mean,
I disagree.
See, because you're fascinated by these things, and you're more likely to believe that he's telling the truth.
It's...
You don't know. Let's speculate. Let's say right off, you don't know and I don't know, because we weren't there.
Of course.
Yeah. But what we think is, so go ahead.
What I think is that when you robo-trip, which is what he was doing, which is Robitussin and trip it, like when you take too much Robitussin, basically.
So you think that he did that on purpose? Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, he said, in one of these articles, six of them.
Yes, you're Yeah, she's home with kids, a newborn. She's got nothing else to do.
Like, the kid's crying. I'm like, hold on, I got to do this research about this one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can start hallucinating and
you think you're
you
dreaming?
Lose contact with your body.
Really?
Yeah, and so I think it's...
Is this a big thing
plausible.
With the kids? The kids do this? The robo-tripping? What's going on with the drugs?
I think it was. I don't think it is anymore.
Drugs are supposed...
I was going to say, in one of the articles, he did say that he took too much because he heard it can make you feel good.
Right.
So he wasn't just like, I got a little cup, I better take
so it's not a
little
bit of
bed, and then he kills her, you know?
So it's not a cocktail. You just take too much of it.
You just, chug a bottle of... It wasn't Robitussin, but basically,
remember
it's dextromethorphan, which is what's...
All the adults hated drugs, but even in, you know, and of course, this show, kids, don't do it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is our PSA. The more you know, don't do it. But it used to be like a recreational kind of thing. Yeah, and now it's like robo-tripping. That doesn't even sound like something I would want to do.
Well, they make lean with it as well.
What's lean?
Lean is Arizona iced tea and...
All right, don't get a recipe.
Robitussin.
Then the kids will be... But I mean, the fentanyl?
Yeah.
How is that a drug that anybody goes, give me some...
Let's party.
It's all turned into this really dark, negative thing. All right, Autumn, we'll try to squeeze in one more story when we get back. All right, it's our final segment for this Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Not for good.
No, not for good.
Just for today.
Goodbye, everyone.
No, you know, it's
been great.
It's radio.
All right.
And when they have blabbermouths like me on the air, weirdly rebellious, somewhat adult people on the air,
yeah,
they don't tell you before they let you go and let you go on the air because they know that leads to disaster.
That's what happened to Muck and Stank.
Yeah, that's why they're not in the business anymore.
I know.
After all those great years, some of the best shock jocks, they invented the morning zoo, Muck
they
and
did.
Stank.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have just a couple of minutes here, Autumn. Do you have one more WTF story? And I want let it have some sort of gravity to it because this is this is a big segment for us. My program director always says, hey, don't throw away that last segment. It's important. We have a big audience.
All right, I have a very important story.
Okay.
Madonna has been arguing all day with FedEx because they don't believe that she's actually Madonna.
Can I just say this about Madonna? Boy, her life must be tough, that Madonna.
She tweeted, when you've been arguing with FedEx all week that you really are Madonna and they still won't release your package.
Oh, gosh. I hate that whole... Is that would you call it a meme? What is the thing that's happening? That thing, when you realize that such and such, and is that a meme?
I don't know if it's a meme, but it's tweet speak.
Yeah. Annoys me. And then you have Madonna, who I believe is 67, 68 years old, trying to speak like the kids.
Doesn't look a day over 58.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, for a 50...
Sinew?
Yeah.
Don't you love a lady full of sinew?
I've said it before. She has the body of Mark Martin. And if you got that joke, you understand what I said. Hey, that music says we can't finish the story. You know what? I got an idea. Let's do a podcast. Yeah, we do it every day. Go to WSB Radio, or get your WSB Radio app, Von Hessler Doctrine. Find the 24/7 stream. 7 minutes after the hour, we'll be there with the podcast hour. Or you can, Facebook, Von Hessler Doctrine Facebook page. We Facebook Live that podcast
hour. You can watch it.
It doesn't stop here. And if you want to continue to join the party, you're more than welcome. But that was the radio hour. Almost live from Sherwood Forest, hour two. The podcast hour of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I'm Eric Von Hessler, but you already know that. Well, you just stumble upon this? Hey, I wonder who hosts this show.
Some guy.
Ridiculous. Sometimes we just say things because it's just template, right? Eric's here. He's still here. Lauren Johnson, is everything okay over there? Are we on the Facebook Lives?
Yeah, I think everything is.
That's Lauren Johnson.
Okay, well, hi, guys.
Pineapple Johnson.
Yeah, Mark Arum calls her Pineapple Johnson.
Pineapple Johnson. How's it going?
Why did that start? Very quickly. Now, be pithy, but tell me the story in less than five paragraphs.
He likes playing pineapple poker. My last name's Johnson.
Oh, well, there you go. I thought that was a short one. In-depth.
That's pretty much it.
Do you know what pineapple poker is? Because I don't.
No.
I don't need Tim, you're like a guy.
It's the type of poker you can play on your phone. Just an app.
I play Texas Hold'em. That's the only poker.
Okay, so it's an app. That's the name of the app, probably.
Yes, my app games go as far as Words with Friends.
Are you good at that?
Yes, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything like that where I'm in competition with people because I'll lose and then there'll be one more thing. You know, Lauren Johnson.
Yeah.
Do you still do that? I'm sorry, Tim's still here.
Yeah, I'm here.
English Nick joins us again.
They're still here.
Autumn, I don't know. She was putting her breast milk in the freezer.
I put it in the freezer.
It's all disgusting. But so
Autumn Fluids Fisher.
Do you
full of fluids?
AFF.
Do you still have a sports? I was going to say blog, but no,
yes,
podcast.
We still have.
You're a podcaster in your own right.
I am. We do have a podcast. We haven't done anything with it in a while because our studio's been broken.
Uh-huh.
So it's been really hard.
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, you find another studio.
I know.
How much do you want it, Lauren Johnson? That's what you have to ask yourself.
It's not just me, though.
Do you consider it a burden, or do you think to yourself, man, I love doing that?
No, we love doing it.
I used to do a show from my basement.
Well, what happened
was... That's how pathetic I am.
He's not even letting me.
You got to be pathetic.
You're going to learn a lot during this time of filling in.
Yeah.
Filling in for Jesse, filling in for Jared Yamamoto on the Facebook iPad. It's Eric's show.
I was just supposed to come in here and turn this on. No,
even though he asked you a question.
Well,
I should just say, yes, Eric, you're right.
No.
Then he'd stop, right?
Stand up for yourself.
Then
he'd
stop.
If you make Mark Arum, stand
I grew up
down.
With three brothers. I know how this works.
Dark Arum.
What I want to... That's like a character I wouldn't green light because Dark I was afraid. Then I thought Mark would get mad, you know, and he's a friend. Yeah. It's a funny idea.
I'll just stab you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the idea is that we have Dark Arum, and he, as nice as Mark is, his alter ego
is that like Darkwing Duck?
It's very evil, yes. So what was the name? What is the name? I don't know
Sports 30.
And it's you and Alex Williams from our traffic department.
Yes.
But I mean, you know this about podcasts. If you're not there all the time, people.
No, we know that. And so it just got.
You got the NFL starting and you got the World Series coming up.
Yes, we know. Yes, yeah. We have college football going on. We have a lot going on. We talk about sports together all the time.
Right.
But we can't
hear it if you don't upload it.
Right. So our studio is broken and then I-85 stuff happened.
Yeah.
And so we were both like.
I see.
Had
too
no
much.
Time in between everything.
Yeah.
So anyways, so our goal is to have it back up next week or the week after.
All right. And then,
why don't you just get a microphone?
All right, Autumn.
She can't hear you. She's
Autumn, who, by the way,
she
does, Autumn just breastfeeds and does this show.
I got it now.
And she doesn't understand a woman such as yourself who has a full-time job. You have this job.
Yes.
And then you're also, you do nannying.
I do.
You're a nanny.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. It's too bad.
Not really a nanny. I just consider myself a professional babysitter.
Babysitting. Yeah.
Okay. So what does a nanny do that a babysitter doesn't do?
Nannies do a lot of the actual housework.
Oh, so you're like / half maid. You don't want
right.
that.
Right. Yeah.
What's an au pair?
So like I do stuff. An au pair is like the mom in general.
All right.
Also is usually from like Czechoslovakia.
Right.
Under your stairs.
So they're like,
or you want to live in New York for free. One or the other.
So they're like substitute moms.
Yes.
Moms are working.
Yeah.
She's on Wall Street and she's a go-go and all that. And so this other person is a surrogate
mom. I would say an au pair usually lives with the family and a nanny leaves. Like doesn't
I
have
see.
There. And a babysitter usually isn't there for over 6 hours,
isn't it always a problem?
Hours, let's
say. Isn't it always a problem that she's like, I don't want to get into that with you. But I'm just saying that
what?
I think sometimes human beings and relationships being what they are, sometimes the au pair, there ends up being a problem for the relationship.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
I'm trying to be delicate here because I know that
it depends on how young you are compared to the kids.
Hang on, the husband or the au pair?
The husband.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is that sometimes things happen.
The triangle happens.
Here's the problem with husbands. They're men.
They're men.
And men are really sick creatures in their heads.
Dogs.
And so they can ruin anything.
Hey.
Be aware of that. So you already, I'm answering Autumn's question,
right.
Which
what
was, why don't you just get a microphone at home? And I'm trying to say that you already have two jobs, and you also do this with Alex Williams is your co-host, and he mm-hmm. has the traffic job.
He has that going on, and he comes back in the afternoon.
I protected you.
Laura. Okay.
Do you need
a
life coach? Because I feel like you're Von
I know.
Hester
I feel like he's doing that right now.
No,
like, he's
I have this thing where I just want to tell you that if you want it to happen, you got to make it happen.
We are aware that it needs to happen. It's just been one of those circumstantial things that we're like, okay, we probably do need to, like, we're both would be, our hair would stand on end if we
you
had done
hear
it over the summer.
You want to hear a
yes.
story? A quick story?
Is it really going to be quick?
What's happening
or?
With your mouth?
It's actually, what?
Your poor mouth today. Like,
what?
You cannot get things out of your mouth.
I didn't do anything. I was just interrupting her, and it just took a moment for her to stop talking. You know,
so chairs, chairs.
You empty all the breast milk out of this lady, and she becomes very, very.
She's jealous. She's jealous. There's another woman.
I'm talking to another woman. That's what's happening.
No, I'm making fun of you,
Lauren.
I was excited to give Autumn another woman in the room to help.
So was I.
Step.
She doesn't care about
this. Is kind of.
I know.
Hold on. There's
periods. Am I right? Crazy.
Right. Insane.
Oh, now we got like a mommy block.
I should just turn on the mail.
We could just have a side
off.
Conversation and talk about things. They have no idea what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. She doesn't know about is anything about sports. Autumn knows nothing about sports.
I do too.
But
ask me a question.
First, I was going to tell you this story. Okay, I'll ask you a question. Who is known as Mr. October?
But she wouldn't know.
Terry Bradshaw.
She wouldn't
boom,
know.
Boom, next question.
Now I'm thinking Lauren might not know that because it's not her generation.
You got to go back 40 years for
Urban.
That.
No.
It's 40 years ago.
40. Well, I was going to say.
Reggie?
Harris.
No.
Reggie Bush.
No.
Wait, Reggie.
She did accidentally.
JJ.
She actually did hit the name of a known football player, but by mistake.
Yeah, by mistake.
Because I didn't need to date one of the Kardashians for a while.
Reggie
Jackson.
Brandy's
that's
brother.
What I said.
That's who it is.
You said?
Next question.
I said Jackson.
Okay, so I was so here's my story, and it's
I know who that is. Does that help?
Sure, it does. I was trying. I could do something current, and she would have no idea.
Who does Joe Flacco quarterback for?
Autumn.
Oh, I know that. That's easy.
Patriots.
No, you live there.
You live there.
Oh, do I get that? Does not help me.
Well,
bonus point for Lauren.
Baltimore,
Lauren Johnson.
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
Tons.
Okay, what team did the Ravens used to be before they became the Ravens?
They used to be the. Oh my gosh, I do know this.
This is an easy one.
Autumn's looking it up. I know what Autumn's doing. She's looking
Googling.
It up. She's Googling it.
I'm not Googling.
Wait.
This is trivia. There's no cell phones in trivia. Mm-hmm. Put cell phones away.
I'm not cheating.
You know, I was at a trivia thing years ago with...
This is my 5 a.m. brain.
With English Nick?
In my head
it's not 5 a.m. The English...
No, I know it's not. I mean, because I get here so early. Sometimes my brain starts to shut off.
Did you work out who the Ravens were before they were the Ravens?
No.
They have another team in that city now.
I know who they are, but...
They have another team in that city that has the same name. That's the same name.
I know, and I can't remember who.
Cleveland
it is.
Browns.
That yes.
Yeah, the Browns.
Okay. Trivia.
Yeah.
Which is why me as a Steelers fan, we hate both the Browns and the Ravens.
Oh, right.
Autumn's right there with you.
So I went to a trivia night with English Nick.
That feels really. I feel ashamed of that.
No, you shouldn't feel ashamed of that.
But I do, because I know that.
There's nothing wrong with learning.
No, I knew that, but my brain just doesn't work right now.
You ever talk soccer on that Sports 30?
Sometimes.
I'll come on and do some soccer with you.
Yeah,
soccer.
English feel free. Nickel. We'll
Alex do some
cares
NFL.
Less.
NASCAR?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Alex could care less about soccer.
Right.
Couldn't care less
about soccer.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
But he actually...
Coaching again.
That's actually true.
Yeah. You know her dad's a coach. Did you know this?
I know her dad's a coach for college.
Yeah. Who's your dad's a coach for?
Ohio University.
Yeah.
Go Bobcats.
Not Ohio State.
No. Ohio University.
The
because
Ohio
they were
university.
Actually the first university in Ohio, so they can claim that.
Has he coached anybody that's ended up in the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Lots of people.
Oh, cool. Very
nice.
Do
you need another job? Because I think you're really good at this as Facebook. Chiming in on sports stuff.
Sure, yeah. Let's go. Yeah. I can be your guest.
You
sports
can be our
appearance.
Sports person. You know, you know what though? That's true. I want to have like a sports segment once a week.
Do
okay,
it.
Well, go for it.
But you're gonna have to even if I-85 collapses again, you got to do it.
Listen, I'm here. This time is easy. I'm already here.
I didn't tell you this story. This
trivia.
Is kind of sad, but I wanted to point it out to you.
Okay.
About the drive that is needed in order to make these things happen.
I feel like I should sit so people.
You
can
should.
Well,
sit.
You're not gonna be here long.
That's what I thought when I stood up.
I was on a show called The Regular Guys.
Yes, I know that.
Matter of fact, I created that show, and I was like 90% of why it worked.
Really?
People got weirded out and didn't understand that. But anyway, I'm not bitter. I don't want to get into that whole thing. So, shush down. You've got your own place now. You got your own place. You got your own time.
Welcome to sports.
Your own spot on the dial.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. So, back when we were at 96 Rock, we were having one of those days that was just great. I mean, it was rollicking. It was it was jokes aplenty, and they were all hitting, yeah. And everybody. It was the kind of show that was so funny it hurt you. You're like laughing so hard. And in the middle of that show, about 8:20 or so, I think around to 9, it's not quite the middle. So the last hour, about 8:20, I get my producer calls me into the room, says, your wife's on the phone. And my wife tells me that my oldest brother just died.
Oh.
And he was young. He was 50 years old.
You were telling me a story the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell this story a lot because because I digested that information, walked back in the other room, didn't tell anybody that it had happened, and joined right back in the rollicking, hilarious fun. Because when it comes to show business, Lauren Johnson, show comes first.
The show must go on.
It must go on.
I have an acting background, so I know.
Well, why aren't you on The Walking Dead or one of these shows that's on around here?
I don't want to be a zombie. I'm just kidding.
You can be
I know.
That might be the attitude.
I know. All The Walking Dead people are like, it's not about zombies.
You know, I have a friend. Mutual friend who was he's a nephew of one of our old radio bosses.
Oh, yeah.
PJ
yeah.
McDonald.
What was he in? He was in Lucky Logan or Logan Lucky,
well,
whatever it's called.
But here's the thing. Right, one of his first claims to fame was he was a featured zombie on The Walking Dead. Like, you'd see him a bunch.
Does he still have a band? He's still in that
Pistol
band?
Pistol Town, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And he just posted he's been sober for 5 years. Anyway.
Oh, good for him.
He is in...
maybe he won't get any more tattoos.
He's inmate number one in Lucky Logan.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he gets
awesome. No, I like him. And his uncle is a sweetheart. Is he still around?
Pat, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, what is he doing? You know
Big
about the
Pat.
World
I think
of
he's
radio.
Retired. I loved it working for that guy, though.
Oh, no, he was a great guy.
He was even nice to me, and I was way below nothing.
Yeah, he's a very, very nice guy. And one time he made me so mad that I threw a cell phone across the room.
Wow.
But, you know, people have moments.
What did he do?
Oh, that's not neither here nor there.
You took away your wiffle bat?
No, it wasn't about, it wasn't about the show.
Yeah, shock jock.
Oh, I'm
We have women. We have a real. I mean, we always have.
We ought to explain your idea.
No,
that was your bit.
No, it was not my bit. No,
that was one of the most disturbing things I ever witnessed on
that
show.
Disgusting.
Well, I'll tell you this: it's one other thing that the other person on the show stole from somebody else. It wasn't even ours.
Opie
and Anthony, right? So,
where were we?
Lauren Johnson,
Pineapple.
Pineapple Johnson. I want next week. Let's go.
All right,
Sports 30.
You know, and then I'll work out a thing.
I can give you a Sports 30 on your
as the NFL because we're getting into good. You
second.
Know, people are start tuning into ESPN now because people care now. You got the baseballs winding down,
right? You and, got college football,
and college football,
really
and you guys. So maybe on Mondays or something, and maybe not starting this Monday, but maybe the Monday after that,
like a sports weekend wrap up,
a little wrap up, yeah. Because I like talking to what's her name again, Mark.
Pineapple Johnson.
Okay.
Hey, real quick. What
hey, Pineapple, I got a question for you. Tampa going to be playing this weekend or no?
No, they're not.
So they're going to. Now, they lose. So Tampa Bay and Miami. Because Irma is on the way. Is it Tampa Bay and Miami?
Yes. And now I'm confused why.
No, no. So don't. There's a lot of shiny metal objects over here. Don't
I know. I know.
Just focus on me.
I gotcha.
Because I'm the star of the show.
I know you are.
I don't know if you noticed that, but my name. Out of all these people here, only my name is up there.
I know. I see it.
And so.
I got to bench Mike Evans.
Well, would it technically be two names? It's just one?
No, it's my middle name. My last name. So we're not an act.
I got you.
Vaughn and Hessler.
I got you.
Hello, Mr. Doctor.
Like muck and stank. So
which
okay.
We talked about earlier. The first hour.
So what was I going to say to you? Oh. So Miami and
Tampa
Bay. They were supposed to
play this weekend
in Miami or in Tampa Bay. Whichever one, but it's the state of Florida, and the Irma's coming. So. They've postponed that.
Yes.
And now they have to play it because they both had the same week off.
Yes.
For,
they both had a bye week off.
They had a bye week off. But doesn't that put them at a disadvantage? Everybody else is going to get a bye week during the season, and they won't. Now, I understand they won't play this week, but you're never more ready to play than
no,
the first week.
It doesn't really.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why not load both teams onto a bus or a plane and take them somewhere up north and they can play the game?
Because it's too
they don't
hard
like
to figure
that.
Out.
They don't like fans. To do that. I guess they would have done something like that. They would have gone to Houston. They would have found some place to do it. But the fact that they both had the bye week the same week made it easy.
Out.
Made it easy.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's not really that much of a disadvantage because your bye week is the second week of the season. I mean, that doesn't do much for you anyway.
Sure.
Or one of your bye weeks.
Oh, but I mean, was theirs? Are there two bye weeks now?
Usually,
no, there's only one.
There's only one in NFL.
But yeah. I mean, was their bye week going to be next week anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it'd be like 7 weeks from now or something.
No.
So they just play next week.
Yeah.
All right.
What was the trivia story you were going to tell?
Oh, years ago, I was with English Nick and we were at a trivia contest night at a bar thing. Uh-huh. And there was a question about, was it Skid Row?
Yes.
Okay, it was rock and roll. So it was about Skid Row. Yeah. And he knows all about music and that kind of music.
Right.
And he, he had an answer for whoever the bassist was or some time. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guy who was running the trivia thing said, no, sir, that's not the answer. And I don't know if you ever see English Nick when he's drunk, but he gets rowdy.
Whiskey amps it up.
He wasn't having it. And he starts going back and forth. I know that's a fact. So the guy insisted it's not true. And English Nick says, well, you know what? I have his cell phone number. I'll call him and ask him. And so he called the guy from Skid Row.
Rachel Bolan. founding member, bass player, wrote all the songs.
And so we're in this trivia night, and he gets the guy on the air. He asks him the question. He says, no, you're absolutely right. Then he hands the phone to the guy who's doing the trivia thing. And the guy from Skid Row tells him he's wrong, and he ends up getting the trivia question right.
You should have won the
whole thing for that. House cash for that?
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me he doesn't remember, because I was drunk, but he was drunk.
All $10 of the house cash.
I'm surprised I even knew he was in my phone. But
you know that when you're drunk and everybody else is drunk, you don't notice any differences. I was drunk that night, but English Nick was so drunk, I still noticed how drunk he was. So I don't know if he got the if he had gotten the cash, we spent it all on booze anyway.
Yeah. That's fine.
Nothing wrong with boozing it up.
Well, you know, normally when you win house cash at trivia nights, it's a certificate and it says...
Oh, you got to drink it or eat
it,
right?
No, you can't use it until the day after that. Yeah. It doesn't start until the day after that night, so you have to pay for your tab that night.
And that's something. Yeah. I won a thing somewhere in Florida once. $100 in drinks, me and my friends. Mm. They're the most watered down. They might as well say $100 with a tap water.
Tiny shots.
I mean, it was nothing they gave us. All right, Lauren Johnson, if you would, your grilling is done.
Oh, I think she was enjoying it.
We appreciate the fact.
Always fun.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for doing what Jared Yamamoto couldn't this week, because he's drinking with women. We saw the video.
Yeah.
What's her name? Charlie, the midday chick from B98, posted a video from
last night. Autumn, what was wrong with that statement?
Hmm?
Charlie. You're not listening.
Charlie, chick. the midday
chick.
Sorry. Yeah, you named Jared.
You know what, I apologize.
1998 wants its turn back for a young lady.
You need a calendar.
He was drinking with some broad.
Well, Jared and a lot of you lovely young ladies. Can I say that? Lovely young ladies?
Why don't you just use their names?
He doesn't know their names because they're in Austin. They're somewhere drinking.
He's assuming their gender, though.
A rooftop.
That's true.
Okay.
They were pretty enough to be real women.
Jared was at a party on a rooftop, and Charlie from B98 posted the video. And Jared's one of the only men on the rooftop.
And a gaggle of gals.
Yeah.
That's our Jared. But he's spoken.
That's our Jared.
He's spoken.
Well,
before.
He's probably just enjoying a week away from sitting next to me with all the...
Yes.
No, drama.
Well, Jared...
I give him a hard time all the time.
Hold on, Jared. Do you like working next to Lauren?
Of course I like... I love sitting next to her. She's great.
There's nothing wrong with sitting next to her. Right here.
Oh, we have Jared number two over here. Jared number two, do you enjoy working with Lauren?
Maybe I should be the anti-Jared.
Okay.
Right? I could be a real jerk.
All right, anti-Jared.
J-Rad.
The real spirit of Jared. How do you feel about Lauren Johnson?
I can smell her perfume all day. It's driving me nuts, Soso, right here.
So,
why don't you take a bath and get back in the kitchen where she belongs, Soso?
So.
She's great. Come on.
Hey.
Is she a woman? That's all I need to know, Soso, right here.
Just imagine Jared 1 and Jared 2 on your shoulders, Lauren Johnson.
Hey, sounds good.
We have good Jared.
I can handle it.
We have good Jared over here.
You know who can do a better job than you? Anyone.
So right here.
She's great.
Good point.
Wait, are you going to take Lauren Johnson on your boat anytime soon, good Jared?
Sounds like a good idea. You know, I was thinking about having a big party. Everybody come out and we can get on my boat. Right, Eric?
I'm not going on your boat, Jared. Bad Jared. How do you feel about taking Pineapple Johnson out on the boat?
I never take her on my boat, So-so.
So mean.
So-so right here. Okay, you are free, Lauren Johnson. We appreciate you doing the Facebook Live thing for us. We're going to have just one static shot, but they're just going to have to deal with that.
Yes, guys. I'm sorry. Yes? Not as good as Jesse.
No, no, no. You're doing just fine.
I'm just
but let's get that sports podcast going.
Okay.
You got to want it. Your dad's a coach. You know this.
Sports 30. Sports 30. Brought to you by Budweiser. Sports 30.
How's that weird?
Can we do something else? Can we do like Yingling or...
Sports 30 brought to you by Yingling.
Perfect. Let's go with that.
What about the weird woman's voice on the PTL and the... You know, on ESPN, this one's brought to you by, that 5 o'clock hour that is around the horn and then PTL.
I never watch it, so I don't know.
Oh, you're not a man. All right, thank you.
I don't watch ESPN.
Thank you, Pineapple Johnson. You are dismissed.
If I want to get lectured,
appreciate
I'll just
it.
Listen,
have fun, guys.
Listen to
bye.
Talk radio.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. You don't have to get it right from the horse's mouth.
Excuse me. I did not get noticed that there would be an audition for Sports Girl. And I would like... the opportunity to audition.
Well, do you like sports?
I love sports.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite sport?
I love baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
what's your favorite
football.
Team? What's your favorite football team?
The Colorado Rockies. Oh.
Okay. Great. All right. So
the Delaware Delinquents.
Okay. You got the job. As far as I'm concerned.
They're AAA.
Yeah. Of course. I haven't heard of them. Who goes to Delaware? I think they were the Twins organization, the Delaware Delinquents.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was it. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I know all about it.
No, I know. Look, you know what we're going to do? We're going to look at. We're looking at a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm. Autumn, who's going to win the AL East this year?
Oh, the AL East.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
just take a guess.
Time out. As I was repeating what you said, I did not know how it ended. I was like AL East. It must be East.
AL East.
Do you think there'll be a good one?
Yeah. Who's going to win? I mean, it's tough to say right now.
Uh huh. Yeah.
You know,
because it's so competitive.
There are a lot of good. I think there's a lot of good out there. I think. You know, it just depends on, you know, what's coming up next.
Follow up. What do you think about the Yankees and the Red Sox having this issue with stealing signs and using the Apple Watch?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. That story. Yeah.
I think the commissioner should
stealing
act.
Stealing the Apple Watch?
No, they didn't steal the Apple Watch. The Red Sox were using their Apple Watch to communicate signs that they were stealing from the Yankees catcher that he was giving to the pitcher.
Yeah,
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying.
You didn't. You said they were stealing Apple Watches.
I meant to say.
Yeah, they went to Target. Put the glass and took them all out.
Which you'd think they're well paid. Why would they could afford their own?
Boston teams can't win without cheating.
Yeah. Well, it turns we were going to talk about this actually. It never got up. It came up, but. What I love about this is that the Red Sox are in trouble, not because they are stealing signs, because in reality, if you steal signs, somebody put
it's
it, I was watching,
forbidden.
It's not, but you can't do anything technologically or plan something by having people scattered around the stadium using any sort of devices, somebody, I saw this morning, this is my original thought, but they made a good point. It's like you can go to Vegas and count cards, but you can't have a clicker.
Right.
You got to be good enough in your head.
In
your brain. To be able to. And they had the Apple Watch is basically clicker. But you know a lot about baseball, Tim Andrews.
Some.
You're one of these guys that's like really into baseball.
Knows the stats?
He knows his stuff. He knows his stuff.
I'm into baseball up through the 90s pretty much.
Okay, but this is from before then.
Yeah.
I read an article when I lived in Los Angeles, so this is, 97 or something, about how they had just found out then that I think it was called the shot heard round the world, really famous home run from a very early World Series. I mean, something in the teens or the 20s. And it was one of the most famous ones. I cannot remember exactly the details of it, but they found out in the late 90s that the signal had been stolen.
Oh yeah.
That the batter knew what the pitch was going to be.
Is that
before
the Giants win the pennant.
It was one of those. Look it up. The shot heard around the world was one of the most at that time was. I don't know about one of the most famous, but it was a legendary moment in a World Series, I believe.
I'm amazed at the speed of baseball when that ball is coming at you.
I don't know how they do it.
How you even if you knew exactly what he was going to do, how you even
apparently
hit
it was
thing.
Explained to me.
I
that
was right.
It was the Giants.
It was
what
the
year?
New York Giants versus the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1951,
and the Giants won.
Yeah, Giants win the pennant.
Right, and so it wasn't the World Series. It was just for the pennant.
Pennant.
It was to go to the World National Series.
Shot around the world. See,
And then what happened? Like the Yankees beat them, like they always did. Or something.
Gosh, I don't know.
So it's a famous thing. And then they found out in the 90s, they realized that, and they had done it they had wired the place. It was being done with Morse code and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's a fascinating story.
I thought you were going to say that.
I'm making that up. because it's been over 20 years since I read the story. But they had done some kind of thing. It was very intentional, yes.
I thought it was like a Twin Peaks dimensional thing where they'd actually gotten an Apple Watch in 1951.
Knew what was going on, right.
Yeah.
They did lose in 6 games to the Yanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, didn't the Yankees win every World Series up for like 30 years?
Up until 1964, they won most of them.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is that, it's accepted that you can steal signals, mm-hmm. signs. But you can't do anything to enhance that. It has to be something you notice or you're able. You can't work it out. You can't collude. I think that thing in the 50s with the Giants, they had some people in the stands and they were communicating. And
with binoculars?
I guess they were.
Yeah.
By golly, I guess they were. Hey, have better signs, right? You can mix those up, right? Yeah, that's what. No, I was going to say, it was explained to me, English Nick, because that ball's coming off that hand and it's coming at you at anywhere between, you know, a slow pitch is 80, right?
Sure.
Waste. I mean,
70s would be like a changeup. A good changeup is going to be about 75 to 85.
And then the fastest ones are coming at you at almost 100.
90s up through 101 usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these batters have to be so good that apparently they have to make their best guess as the ball is leaving the pitcher's hands. They can't wait until it's mid-flight to make their decision because it's right on.
It's a combination of a couple things. You know how the pitcher pitches.
Sure, you got tape.
Yes. Well, not even that, but just facing the pitcher and watching other batters.
That's why pitchers will often, like when a batter sees them second, third time, they figure them out.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And you have to, you practice the timing. That's why in the batter's box you're practicing the timing. But it is guessing the pitch so much. Let's say it's two balls and no strikes, okay? And there's two men on base. The pitcher's in the stretch position. Now, this is just, I'm not an expert or anything, but the pitcher's going to throw you a strike. Now, your guess is it going to be down the middle? Is it going to be high? Is it going to be... But the pitcher has to throw a strike because if there's people on base and, you know, it all depends. There's so many
different
factors.
Play around.
Right. And then it gets 3-0. So it's 3-0 and there's 3 balls, 0 strikes. You're going to take that pitch. Odds are it's going to be a strike. So sometimes if there's 0 outs or 1 out and there's runners in scoring position, they'll swing at that. But if there's 2 outs or if you just...
It's all situational.
Yeah, everything is.
So, the smarter the batter is, and I guess maybe even the manager and the coaches, as far as how they get you ready for a game or certain pitchers, if you know the history of that guy, you'll know the circumstance, who's on base, you know, what's the count, and then the body language, how is he setting up.
Right.
Then I know his history, not only his history, but his history in these situations, and his body language is telling me. And so you get a good idea, you're getting a guesstimate.
And if you can follow.
But after the ball leaves the hand, you really can't figure out.
There's very few people who are really, really good hitters. You have George Brett. I'm talking about guys who are consistently 350 and up. George Brett, Tony Gwynn, Wade Boggs. No, I don't know now. Yeah. Robin Yount. Guys like that who could consistently hit the ball. They were able to watch it leave the hand and track it with their
eyes. So just slow motion to them.
Yeah.
Amazing. And to think, Autumn, because I think I.
Oh, yeah.
All of that is going on, and yet it could be so deadly boring if you're up in the stands watching it.
Well, that's why it's not boring to me to watch.
Because you know what's going on.
The mind.
This is the argument that people, you know, that come up to me and, you know, NASCAR, they just go around in circles, and I just shrug it off.
That's all it is.
Because I'm really tuned into what they're doing. I know that the track temperature is changing. The tires are changing. There's strategy involved. What's been the history of this track? What happens after a 50-lap run? Things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm interested in that sort of thing. But like being bored at a baseball game because it looks like everybody's just standing around. The great thing about baseball, though, is that you know, guys who don't appear to be in that great a shape sometimes are great at it. Like I know there are big guys in football, too, but they really do have
there
to.
There aren't as many fatties in baseball as there used to be.
Yeah, there used to be. Like
CeCe Sabathia, he's a load. Fatties.
Babe Ruth was a chubster, right?
I mean, it makes sense. All you do is sit around and, like, eat.
Babe Ruth played the outfield.
Babe Ruth played, but well, hey, you know, what I think is funny is to watch those old things and watch Babe Ruth hit a home run and run around the bases.
Yeah.
Because there's something about, like, the footage, like they
hand. Yeah, like the fast timing that it has.
Yeah, it's like hand, it just looks funny to me. Like, he hits the ball and it's out of the park in, like, 2 frames. And then he's like,
athletic.
Yeah. When people say.
And they wore loose clothing back then, which now they don't. They're, like, accentuating their bodies now.
When people say, oh, my God, it's a pitcher's duel, it's so boring. You have to think about, okay, maybe you're not seeing a lot of hits and there's no home runs and there's not a lot of runs being scored, which is more exciting. But the thing is, the psychological
pressure and tension
on a pitcher ramps up exponentially every single inning.
And especially he knows the other pitcher's doing just as well.
Well, if he's on a pitch count, but he's got a shutout going into the seventh inning.
Yeah, do you take him out? What do you do?
I mean, they never used to. They do now.
They do now. A couple of guys have been taken out.
And usually it ends up blowing the game.
Yeah.
But if you have a guy who, say, in his zone, and he's working that shutout, and he's struck out 7, 8, 9 batters, you leave him in because that will continue until somebody gets a hit. But then again, the back and forth of the pitcher's duel, it's, you know, two hits on one side, one on the other, it's 0-0.
Yeah.
Just that psychological pressure of having to get the right pitch. And then you get a batter up who gets him 2-2 and keeps fouling it off. When I was
the tension is, if you don't know it, you're just like, oh, this is boring. He just keeps fouling it off. No, the tension is building and building.
In the pitcher's mind, he's thinking, I just want to whip. I'm sick of this batter.
Right.
Been up here for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I want to throw a strike right down the middle as hard as I can.
And that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't. You got to keep.
And then the guy, by hitting those foul balls, is sort of baiting him into that.
Yeah, timing him into doing that. But then again, you know, that's an opportune time to throw a slider outside. Yeah. You just have to keep.
It's all very interesting as long as it's not 110 degrees and humidity and you can't.
I didn't grow up with the baseball, but when it's World Series time.
You grew up with cricket.
I grew up with cricket, which is a very similar kind. You talk about in cricket, you got the bowler.
Yeah.
And then you got the batsman, obviously.
Sure.
And you have two batsmen at either end.
The batsman.
But
I am batsman.
The bowlers they do those really fast pitches. I mean, fast bowls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of psychology going on.
It just looks goofy to us because we didn't play it when we were kids.
When it's World Series, I don't care who's in it. I get excited
the same
about
way.
It because there's someone on the line.
I'm the same way.
You talked about the stress and the pressure when it doesn't seem like there's a lot going on. When they interview those players after one World Series game,
yeah,
doesn't matter where it is in the World Series, they're like, this is like playing 7 games in one night.
Yeah, no, it's
so much pressure.
I always watch. I watch as many games in the World Series as I can. Like this year, I've completely ignored the baseball season.
The Braves,
I know the Yankees have that.
Because
the Braves aren't. If the Braves were more of a story, I'd probably get a little more interested during the season. I know, and I'll pick things up. I know the Yankees have some guy who was hitting home runs
Aaron
like crazy.
Judge.
I don't know if that slowed down or not.
Did you see the Cubbies game this weekend where the Braves went? They got beat 3-1 by the Cubs.
Yeah.
Whoever came to play the Cubs the next day beat the Cubs 12-0. It's the first time the Cubs have been beat that hard since like 1979.
So they're not following up on last year, the Cubs.
I don't think so.
They're still in it though, right?
They beat the Braves, like I said, but 12-0 kind of a game.
No.
But.
You know, that reminds me of like the NFL or even college. Well, college football is good if the two teams are good. I don't get into the patsy games. I don't understand that. But in the NFL, I'm a huge football fan, and I get annoyed when people don't like what they call a defensive battle. But those are wildly fun to watch for me. I mean, defense is almost forgotten from the casual fan point of view.
Yeah, because people want to see points.
They want to see points. They want to see points. But it takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of skill to keep pro football players from scoring.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, you get like those couple of Super Bowl teams that people didn't like. I mean, people didn't care for the Ravens because they, you know, it was all defense. But that was great because Ray Lewis used to say, if you don't score, you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is.
I'd rather.
That's some nads.
Yeah.
That's some nads, you know?
I'd rather see a good professional soccer game where it's a tight game. I don't want to see a team score 4 goals in the first half and the other team can't touch them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's good.
Unless it's my team. Right. If it's my team, if it's the Falcons,
score what you want.
If it's the Falcons, I don't. It's never, right. If it's your team, if they beat somebody up 54-0, it's a blast.
Yeah.
But if you're just watching a game and you don't care who wins, you just want to see a good game. It's boring. So Autumn, enough of the sports.
I know.
I mean, you bring this.
We just did a sports 40 right there.
I know.
A lot of stuff's going on. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I need to get my thoughts out just like you do. I get it.
I know. So your husband is an
equal opportunity podcaster.
Her husband is from Wisconsin. So
Cheeseland.
He's a big Green Bay Packers fan.
Does he like the Brewers?
He doesn't care about baseball.
Oh, okay.
He cares about two things: Haley's Comet and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
but there is so. I was reading this in depth.
That team, Haley's Comet, man, they've been doing great this season.
Yeah,
so
he's into astrological events.
That's right.
No.
Hey, you know what? Remember there was a story a few months ago? I don't know if Arthur Blank's going to own them or something, but isn't there a professional cricket team coming to Atlanta?
Here's the thing. It's not. It's coming. It's going to be a nationwide thing.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a few cities that do this.
They're trying to start an American league.
I want to say it's the 2019 or 2018.
Right.
And they're going to build a cricket cricket.
Is Blank involved? Is Arthur Blank involved?
I believe so.
If he's involved, it'll happen.
Hey, I want to go see it.
Oh, I'll go to a cricket game.
I tell you what, if
Atlanta Bats.
You got to have the Atlanta United here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You're going to have this cricket team somewhere out in the burbs, I'd imagine. You put a fish and chip shop in the middle.
Oh, man.
I'm good to go.
How come soccer teams don't have clean up names and mascots? They're just Atlanta United. And blah, blah, blah.
Because they're doing it. Because here's the other member. Let me explain this. And then you can tell me.
Okay,
but
I can explain it, but I'll let you do it.
Thank you, Autumn. I appreciate it.
I was asking.
They're clubs. They're clubs in Europe, and they're considered clubs. Mm-hmm. It's not the same thing as fans. Like Manchester United fans, they're fans, but they consider themselves part of the club.
It's a family. Yeah.
It's a family. It's a club. And so the word United is used an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And FC stands for football club, right?
That's correct.
And so I think it's just a different mentality than we have of teams. Fans.
And you also got to remember, you don't have the downtime for commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's no time to go and zoom in on the
mascot.
Mascot, because the game's continuous for 45
minutes. You can't have Chopper from Gwinnett.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is there no mascot for the Atlanta United Football Club?
Here's the thing. I haven't been to I'm about to go to my first game when they start hitting them.
I was invited into the suite, and I couldn't do it.
I'm going to go.
Can you believe that? With the Mercedes-Benz thing?
Oh, you got to go, man.
Well, I can't.
I'm going to do one of the Wednesday games, the 13th or the 20th, I think. Maybe both of them.
Yeah, if I go to a soccer game, I want to be there with somebody who knows what the game's all about.
I don't think there's a mascot. I don't believe so. What would it be called if there was I don't know. What you'd call it.
I got ideas, but I'm not going to say because I'll get in trouble.
Uni.
Uni?
Oh, Uni the eunuch.
Yeah.
The Uni the United eunuch. That would be fantastic.
Oh.
It's a eunuch. He's got a high, what do you call that, tenor or falsetto?
Falsetto.
Unite and conquer.
United.
There you go. And it's like a 25-year-old that his nads knocked off.
Theon Greyjoy.
Uni.
He was a goalkeeper. It was a goalkeeping accident, Eric.
Yeah.
Studs in the nads.
Yes. Here he is. There he goes. What is that chant they do? What do they do? You know the chant I hate? You know the chant I hate is... Because it started with soccer, I think, or rugby, and then now it's infected everything in Gatorade commercials.
You will not replace us.
I hate that. I believe.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
We will. Oh, that makes me want to tear my eyeballs out and eat them.
I'm with you on that one. It just sounds kind of awkward, too.
It goes on forever. It's not like, hey, it's just you got this thing. It's like, oh, you know, that was, you know, like we're talking about Harry Chapin songs. Once I know the story, I don't want to go through it.
Here's another verse to wreck your mind.
So I was reading a story over the weekend.
Oh, that's me.
Oh.
That's my brother Tommy.
Wait, what is the chant? I'm thinking of the.
Okay, oi.
It's gone. It's now. It's in football stadiums. It's the thing they chant now in regular NFL football. Something like that. But it's European. It comes out
of
soccer.
Ole.
You know, a lot of British teams, they have actual songs that the fans sing.
Yeah, they're nuts.
Like Liverpool FC, it's "We'll Never Walk Alone" is their big song.
Yeah, and you know the problem is, and you know,
never walk alone, which you actually hear
has to be sung drunk,
Pink Floyd song.
Yes, has to be drunk sung.
Oh,
sung drunk. What's wrong with my mouth?
Drunk.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've had a couple of stutters. And you know what? Can I tell you something? I'm being completely clean and sober. And then my mouth stops working. Maybe I need to go back on the sauce.
You do. I think that's, hey, congrats.
Yeah, I'm trying to get healthy.
You tried it without it, and it's not working out.
Yeah, I'm going back. I'm trying to get healthy on them.
Two IPAs for this table. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do you care about me that I'm trying to get autumn? I'm trying to get autumn. I did it again. I'm trying to get healthy.
You're trying to get autumn, man.
I'm trying to get autumn, man.
The Freudian?
Autumn healthy.
Many a true word
man.
Said in jest.
When I hear that suction pump going off before we go on the air, boy, it really...
I think about, whenever I hear that, I think about 5:30 a.m. frosty mornings in England milking cows when I was 20 years old.
Oh, yeah. That's the same
thing. Up at 4 a.m. and I go out on my front porch.
Come on,
pop my boobs out.
Come on, Autumn. Come on. Let's get old.
What? I'm coming. Hold on.
Come in and get pumped.
Did you have to do it? But you had machines. You just talked about the machines.
Yeah. Like anything from 10 at a time, so five cows on each side.
Yeah.
You're down in the pit. You know what I'm saying? You put the four on. And, and they do it. Pretty carefree.
And you're maintaining that you never had relations once with any of these barnyard
never
animals.
Never once put anything.
I believe it from you.
From me.
Yeah, okay.
Near one of those.
Sometimes you have to get them started with your mouth. But I mean, you got to get the day
going. You're just priming the well.
Actually, the hand.
Priming the pump, I should
say. The hand is, you prime them. You don't really
prime
them.
That's weird, though, isn't it?
Do you rub your hands together to get them warm?
Like, you ever have to flick them like...
No.
Do they always give milk, or do you have to give them hormones?
No, forget the hormones. Here's what you do.
As long as you never stop, they keep on producing milk, right?
Well, they do eventually what we call dry up.
Oh, so does Autumn.
And then they're dry cows for a month or so.
She dried up.
It's just part of the cycle.
You remember Autumn in her 20s?
No.
Yeah, she dried up.
Now, what happens is once they give birth, so you get them pregnant, they give birth to the calf, and then they start to produce milk, obviously, for the calf.
Yeah.
Because they're pregnant.
But then you don't have to keep getting them pregnant,
and
then right?
You wean the calf off.
Right.
And then the milk production goes through the roof for a minute, and then it gradually drifts off.
And then you got to get them pregnant again?
And then you just start the cycle again, yeah.
Really?
Come on in!
But on farms, they just keep them hormoned up and...
No.
Well, factory farm. He's talking about fact, not like not a real farm.
The hormone thing is so looked down upon now.
A lot of your milk, though, when you look in your grocery store, a lot of the milk will say that no added hormones.
Yeah.
I mean, what do I care? No added hormones.
We didn't need to add hormones in the 80s.
We shouldn't be drinking milk as adults anyway. You know that?
Yeah. Isn't that good for us?
We're the only animals. That's why we have heart disease.
It is weird. I think there was a comedian, I think, that talked about it where, you know... I don't remember the joke, but it was something about like we wean our babies off of our own milk.
Yeah.
And then give them the milk.
And then give them the other milk. And because we love cereal
it was like
so
a
much.
Cheetah. A cheetah captures like a gazelle and like takes its milk and gives it to her cub.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. I think it's bad for us.
Because
you can get the vitamins elsewhere.
All that stuff, though, goes back and forth, just like eggs. Like milk's terrible for you, milk's good for you, dairy's okay, dairy's
but milk
not.
Is not necessary. I mean, except we love cereal so much, it's hard to get.
You know what's worse than actually drinking cow's milk on your cereal?
Autumn's milk?
Well, when you're a grown man, it's like, hey, Mom, can you come into the kitchen and put some breast milk on?
Yes.
I'd rather have that than almond milk.
Oh, God. How can, you know what? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? When you say almond milk, and that stuff is called Silk, is the name brand?
Yeah,
one of the brands,
Oh, my goodness.
That's soy milk.
That makes, no.
No, they make both.
They make both. They make almond milk. And the concept... makes me sick to my stomach. I've never
strained almonds.
I know, but almonds are good as almonds. But I don't want the almond flavor. Like almond flavored stuff, I don't like. I like almonds.
Yeah, you like the consistency of the almond nut.
It doesn't taste like almonds?
No. It doesn't taste like anything.
It's kind of tastes like a little bit.
It tastes like skim milk that somebody left an almond sitting in overnight.
All you do is you soak the almonds, and then the juice from that is what makes the basis of the almond milk.
So is that supposed to be good milk that won't hurt you?
Well, if you have lactose issues, then
it's really almond juice. Right?
You know,
we don't call we don't get the stuff out of an apple and call it apple milk.
We make almond juice.
Guys, follow me here.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be able to call it milk.
But you're doing is just putting you just soak it in water.
I know what I'm saying is it's the juice. I don't care how you're extracting it.
No, it's actually the juice you make with the water.
Oh yeah, okay. So
no
it's like
juice in an almond.
So you're actually
no. I thought it was pressed.
It is pressed.
They press the juice out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you do soak it, I believe,
and it's milky.
Well, you probably soak them. You probably soak them to get them to a state where you can juice them.
As a man who grew up on a dairy farm,
in reality,
I have no problem with regular milk.
In reality,
yeah,
it's almond juice.
It's like if you took bananas and soaked them.
I'm going to Google to find out.
You know, banana juice.
Autumn could do that.
Because you can't call stuff mayonnaise unless it has this, that, and the other. Why are you allowed to call
this
milk? I call it mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. With the accent on the O.
Mayonnaise.
Okay,
I like that.
Are you ready to find out how to make almond milk?
Sorry,
Tim's
we're out of time.
Up. Tim's looking up right now.
No, Autumn's doing it.
We have, we have like, 9 minutes left, really.
Wow, we've really
soak almonds for at least 12 hours.
Soak them, see? You soak them in
rinse
water.
Rinse almonds. Blend several minutes until smooth and creamy.
Uh-huh.
Strain mixture into a large bowl. through a sprout bag, which we all have. In
absolutely.
Sprout bag. I love the sprout bag.
I got put mixture back into blender with vanilla-soaked dates or other sweetener.
But that's not milk.
When I worked at a matzah, I made cashew cheese.
Ooh.
Which was actually pretty tasty. You would blend up cashews and you'd add a bunch of other things.
You know who loves
it?
That stuff? You know, my race car driver friend, Andy Lally.
Oh, he loves that.
He's a vegan.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you have to make a lot of substitutes, right? With like nuts.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he goes to that Amatsa a lot because are they done?
Well, no. They've got ran into by cars twice in 1 month and they're shut down until they get that fixed.
On purpose or by accident?
No, just accidental. Accidentally.
Accidental.
Accidental.
Accidentally.
It's viral. My mouth problem is.
Yes, thanks.
But anyway, yeah, because he loved the fact that they had great vegan pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd go there with him and just
you get the carnivore,
pile it up. Yeah. Yeah, just eat it. Oh, man.
They have some good pizza there.
I'm enjoying this dead animal pizza. Dead animal pizza.
Funny you mentioned Andy Lolly.
Lolly.
That's what he's doing right now.
Oh, really?
Testing at Road Atlanta.
He is so good. He's so good. This guy is such a good driver.
Is he a NASCAR driver?
No,
he's a champion in road racing, but he loves NASCAR, and he was actually Rookie of the Year in 2011 or 2012. But he was in a bad he was in a bad car. But so he did win Rookie of the Year.
He did.
But the only reason he doesn't get a job in NASCAR is because he's 40. It's like the music industry, you know. Like they're putting people who are 20 years old in Dale Jr.'s ride and other rides, and they don't want to spend the money on the drivers anymore, and I understand that. The sport has changed. The economics have changed. But what I know for a fact in my heart of hearts, and I'm not just saying this because I know this guy, if Rick Hendrick put Andy Lally in one of those cars for 2 years, he'd win at least three races. He got into a new car this year that everybody knew was universally slow. The year before, he had won Daytona 24 in his class, and then they changed cars. And he went to another car, and this is the first year. It's really slow. It's going nowhere. I think they came in like 27th at Daytona 24. And then by the middle of the season, he won two races back-to-back because he's so good. And then he was in an Xfinity race a few weeks ago.
What's an Xfinity race?
Xfinity is the old Busch series.
Okay.
So he was in a car. It was a road course race. That's why they brought him in. But he was in a car that had never finished, I think, in the top 25 or something. And he finished 5th. In one.
He's real competitive.
He's so good. And it just breaks my heart that somebody in that is just like the music industry, you know, where it's a great pop song, but they're 50.
Yeah.
We can't play that.
People who sing, man, very often when they get to their, like, if you've been singing since you were in your teens, when you hit 30 and 40, that's when your voice is your strongest.
Yeah.
That's
but
when
you, but
really
you
got, know what you're doing.
Which is good for you if you got famous when you're 25 because people come to see you later, 10 years later, and you're singing better than ever.
But
you're not going to get started, you know? You're not going to get started. It just kills me. It just kills me, you know?
Sad.
That somebody, I mean, when he was racing that Xfinity race, Dale Jr. was tweeting about him. Mark Martin tweeted, Andy Lally drove the S out of that car today. I mean, it was apparent that you're taking crap material and doing something with it. Imagine if the guy got into Hendrick or Gibbs stuff.
But well, can people race into their 50s?
Yeah, they can, but now you're a spokesperson. So Danica stays in because she's female, and that's a novelty. She never is in the top 20. I mean, every once in a while.
Has she ever won a race?
She won an Indy race.
No, but she never won a NASCAR race.
No, not even close.
Wow.
Can I throw something up in the air?
A lot of guys drive in NASCAR and haven't won a race.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but they don't have the fan base she does.
Can I throw something up in the air for Autumn Fisher? Because I feel like she's been neglected.
I know. We went sports. Although the milking stuff, I thought she really got a kick out of.
We got a lot to say about milk.
We got about 4 minutes here.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have just announced they're expecting their third child in January via a surrogate because Kim suffered a life-threatening placenta accreta during her first two pregnancies.
Placenta previa.
So, Oldham, how much do you think they paid the surrogate to carry the baby? What would you do it for?
What would I do it for?
Yeah, what would you carry a baby for somebody else for? Come on, you've got a couple now. You got.
That's weird, though. You got to let it go. You got to sit.
I know.
That
that's what I would have a lot of trouble.
9 months sitting on that nest and then goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not your egg?
Yeah, but it's inside of you.
Yeah, but it's inside you.
The building is growing. It's part of your life.
And then to do all the work to birth the baby and then to not even get to hug it.
That's how all?
$113,850 for someone else to
carry
their baby.
Well, they probably went through. It's not like they just work it out on the side and, you know, no. We have a lot of money, so we'll pay you a
that's
lot.
Really
they
cheap.
Probably go through a person, an agency.
That's cheap.
What would Tim have said to her? Kanye.
It's cheap. I think they should go try to find some.
I tried to give them more, but
yeah, you
my
didn't.
Husband's bankrupt. So.
Oh, okay. You did. You didn't. You weren't able to. You weren't able to help out.
I tried, but wouldn't sell it. Why did
that start? You know, I was thinking. I was thinking of this yesterday because I was watching a podcast, and the girl that was on was. I'm just watching. I can't help it. I'm a guy, right? I mean,
right.
And she's like 25 or something, and she's just cute. And I'm just, wow, she's really cute. You know.
What was the theme of the podcast?
I'm not gonna tell you because then you'll know who the girl is or whatever. I'm not gonna do it. But it reminded. Then she started talking, and it was just like, and I thought this is like something that nature does to keep old people from being too creepy, because that really is a sort of a thing where. If you see somebody and you're an old guy like me, and, oh man, she's really hot. I'd like to. And then they open their mouth.
Yeah.
And, well, it's like that. Like she's just doing it right there. And it's just immediately you think, oh my God, that's horrible. Yeah. I couldn't be near.
But like, you're really good looking.
I appreciate that.
If you like held my hand, I would like be totally.
As soon as you hear
like,
that,
really sexy.
It just all goes away.
It's kind of a skin crawl thing.
I'm not ruining my life for that.
No.
I'll tell you that.
But, like, I'm totally ready to, like, lose my virginity, like, to you. Like,
yeah,
so, like,
I don't think I'm the guy.
Hang out, like, together, like.
No, I don't think I'm the guy.
Could you not talk the entire time?
But, like, I want to, like, tell you, like, how I feel. Like, it's really important because, like, if you listen to me, like, it's really sexy. Like,
I want to thank you for keeping me on the straight and narrow with your lack of... speaking skills. I just noticed this as you get older. He's like, wow, yeah, hey, you know what? Maybe. And then start talking. Everything just goes flaccid.
Like, could you, like, talk to me, like, about Twin Peaks? Like, because I totally don't get it. Like,
no, it's weird. Okay. It's all right. I think you should go over there with that dumb young guy over there.
Dumb young guy. Hello, I'm dumb young guy.
That is so racist.
Hey, that is his name. It's not my fault.
Hey, I'm dumb young guy, and I'm not even from Asia, so stop it.
Yeah, you go.
I'm like Jared Yamamoto.
He's been making fun of Jared's heritage.
A disgrace.
How much time?
30 seconds.
It's just enough time.
30 seconds.
What's that North Korean news later, lady? What she said. So what she said, get off my lawn.